The answer is D. This is going to be a what the fuck question for some students. We have renal artery stenosis in this question, so aldosterone is high. We normally expect high serum sodium, low serum potassium, and PCO2 will be elevated because high aldosterone will kick out protons distally in the kidney, cause high serum bicarb, metabolic alkalosis, and then we retain CO2 to compensate. So we expect high sodium, low potassium, high CO2. However, none of the other answers A through C and choice E check out. Choice E, our electrolyte pattern works, but our PCO2 is the wrong direction. So you're left with choice D, and your take-home point is that sometimes sodium's in the normal range for aldosterone questions. It's, to my observation, probably about 50% of the time. It's pretty significant across NBME questions for steps 1 and 2 that sodium will be in the normal range for aldosterone derangement. And that's because we have very loose sodium regulation via ADH, vasopressin, and aldosterone escape. That's it.